Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia found under the oncology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 72-year-old man presents to his primary care physician with fatigue. His symptoms are associated with fevers, chills, and night sweats. He lost 25 pounds over the course of 3 months unintentionally. Laboratory studies are remarkable for an anemia. Other serum studies demonstrate a monoclonal IgM gammopathy. Bone marrow biopsy demonstrates 12% bone marrow infiltration of small lymphocytes with plasma cell differentiation. Let's continue with an introduction to Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. As a general overview, this refers to a B-cell lymphoproliferative neoplasm leading to excess production of monoclonal immunoglobulin M protein. This is secondary to lymphoplasmacytic cell infiltration in the bone marrow. In terms of the pathophysiology, there is excessive proliferation of IgM-producing plasmacytoid lymphocytes leading to the overproduction of abnormal IgM antibodies. So there may be an autoantibody attack against myelin-associated glycoprotein, which would result in neuropathy. There is IgM against the patient's red blood cells, which will demonstrate Coombs-positive autoimmune cold hemolytic anemia. There may be IgM deposition in the kidneys, gastrointestinal tract, or skin. This leads to serum hyperviscosity, secondary to IgM's pentameric configuration. And it precipitates in serum in the cold temperatures, which leads to cryoglobulinemia. Remember that the malignant B cells may infiltrate to hematopoietic tissues, leading to cytopenias, lymphadenopathy, hepatomegaly, and splenomegaly. In terms of the genetics, this is caused by a somatic mutation in the MDY88 gene. Conditions that are associated include anemia. In terms of the demographics, this is seen in elderly patients and Caucasian males. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms include fatigue and hyperviscosity syndrome, which may present with headache, vision impairment, epistaxis, and leg cramps. In terms of further studies, serum labs will include an IgM monoclonal gammopathy, and this will be seen at any concentration. Invasive studies include a bone marrow biopsy. This is required to confirm the diagnosis. Histology will demonstrate 10% or more infiltration by small lymphocytes with plasmacytoid or plasma cell differentiation. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about multiple myeloma. This presents with CRAB findings. This stands for hypercalcemia, renal insufficiency, anemia, and bone lytic lesions. There will also be 10% or more clonal plasma cells. Also think about monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. This will present with less than 10% clonal plasma cells, there will be an absence of lytic lesions, and the serum M protein is low. In terms of treatment, remember that there is no standard treatment, but medical options include rituximab with chemotherapy. This is indicated for symptomatic Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia. Complications related to Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia include hyperviscosity, peripheral neuropathy, cryoglobulinemia, and amyloid amyloidosis. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that the median survival is about 10 years from the time of diagnosis. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 62-year-old woman presents to her physician because she has been feeling increasingly fatigued over the last several months. In addition, she says that she has woken up at night several times and found herself completely covered in sweat. Finally, she says that she has lost 20 pounds despite no changes in her daily routine. On presentation, her temperature is 101.0 degrees Fahrenheit, or 38.3 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 134 over 83. Pulse is 71 beats per minute, and respirations are 19 breaths per minute. Physical exam reveals a number of enlarged lymph nodes. Based on these findings, she is given a lab test revealing an abnormally high concentration of a protein arranged in a pentameric complex on serum electrophoresis. Which of the following is most strongly associated with the cause of this patient's symptoms? And the answer choices are: choice 1, bone marrow fibrosis; choice 2, calcitriol secretion; choice 3, jaw lesion; Choice 4, retinal hemorrhage. Or choice 5, Sjogren's syndrome. The best answer to this question is choice 4, retinal hemorrhage. This patient with constitutional symptoms, lymphadenopathy, and a pentameric spike on serum electrophoresis most likely has Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, which is associated with retinal hemorrhages. Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia is caused by a B-cell lymphoma that produces excessive amounts of IgM proteins. The lymphoma can lead to constitutional B symptoms such as fever, weight loss, fatigue, and night sweats. The circulating IgM protein can also cause the blood to have increased viscosity due to higher protein levels. This hyperviscosity syndrome leads to occlusion of blood vessels and symptoms such as retinal hemorrhages or strokes. This disease can be diagnosed via serum protein electrophoresis by identifying excessively high blood levels of IgM, which is a pentameric antibody. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Bone marrow fibrosis is associated with hairy cell leukemia and myeloproliferative disorders. However, these would not present with an M spike consisting of excessive IgM. Choice 2. Calcitriol secretion is associated with Hodgkin lymphoma, which can present with constitutional symptoms. However, this disease would not present with an M spike consisting of excessive IgM. Choice 3. Jaw lesions are associated with Burkitt lymphoma, which can present with constitutional symptoms. However, this disease would not present with an M spike consisting of excessive IgM. Choice 5. Sjogren's syndrome is associated with marginal zone lymphoma. However, these would not present with an M spike consisting of excessive IgM. Finally, a bullet summary. Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia presents with an abnormal IgM spike on serum protein electrophoresis. That's all for this review about Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.